Hello everybody, hello Sasquatch, hello! Thank you guys, we love you, thank you for being such freaks. Alright, are you guys ready? Come on, you guys up on the hill, come on motherfucker! I love you guys, thank you for being so enthusiastic and so easily provoked to being happy. This is a spoonful waste of time.
Process has begun.
Thanks, everybody. All right, for those of you who are wondering, what are these songs we're playing? A record of ours that came out in 1999. It's called The Soft Bulletin. We're playing that album all the way straight through, and we don't know how long that's going to take. We're just going to play it, and after we're done with that, maybe we'll play a couple other songs. I'm not really sure how much time we'll have, okay?
Softest voice. spoke up and I said,
everybody. This next song is about a couple of different episodes that I was lucky enough to turn in to a sort of silly sing-along sort of song. And even though everybody is still alive now, some elements of the song, at the time anyway, seemed like they could be absolutely, absolutely fucking tragic. This first episode is about when Stephen, that's Stephen there, it's Stephen everybody, that's Stephen right there. Now when Stephen got a spider bite on his hand. And at first, I don't think we thought too much of it. But then within a couple of days, it became this big, infected, horrible thing. And he had gone to one of these all-night sort of clinics that you can go to. Like, say, if you have, I don't know, some poison ivy or something. And the doctor that was on call that night suggested that the only thing that we could do to stop the poison from creeping up his arm and getting to his heart, perhaps killing him, was to cut off his hand. And I thought, oh my God, we don't, you know, we all want our hands. Even people who aren't musicians use their fucking hands for... Our hands are just the greatest fucking device that there could ever fucking be invented anywhere. It lets you pick your nose. It lets you grab boobs. It lets you play music. It lets you do everything. It's the device by which everything becomes better than being like a cockroach or something. So anyway, this first episode is about... And obviously Steven's hand had turned out great. Look, he's up here playing right now. He's up here playing. All right, I'm going to start. Here we go. Come on, you guys. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
When you got that spider bite,
as you can see, it turned out great. And so I was putting this song together. Sometimes songs come together in a moment, and other times they come together in different moments, and sometimes the moments come together, but you reject them and something else happens. And so, Michael... Standing right there, that's Michael, everybody. Michael was driving his car somewhere, and he came to a stop sign, and he was looking out the window to his left, and to his bemusement, he could see a tire had somehow become dislodged from either being a spare tire or a tire that was just on a car, but it was rolling at some velocity down the road and slammed right into his driver's side window, just inches away from his head. And you could see if this tire had been traveling maybe a little faster, or if his window had been down, Michael's head could have easily been crushed by this strange tire. But here he is now, he's fine. And luckily we have the second verse to our song. And it goes like this.
When you had that accident in your car, a million to one now. such a crash. Something I think we all, our whole life, will have episodes where we struggle with it. But I would say we have to give our love, and we never know what's going to happen when we surrender and we give our love. And sometimes it's the greatest thing that can happen to us, and other times it ends up being the worst thing that can happen to us. But I say fuck it. You fucking have to take a fucking chance, motherfuckers. You have to take the chance. And that's why we have music. That's what my music will get us through when the worst of it happens to us. We're gonna take a moment in the set here, and we're gonna do a very special, very fucking special thing right here with everybody. All right, here we go. All right, we're bringing out. This is a giant birthday cake. That is a big fucking cake, right? Those are very little tens. Do you see this, everybody? This is a birthday cake. Alright, we have a special speaker that's going to come out and talk about this festival. This is Luke Skywalker, everybody.
Oh my God, you guys, the Flaming Lips. Oh my God, you guys, Sasquatch. Do you know that right now, this very second, I mean, literally this very second, is the exact 10-year birthday of the Sasquatch Music and Arts Festival? And we have the perfect guys here to help us celebrate it, the Flaming Lips. Nobody knows this, a little piece of Sasquatch history. The initial mascot was based in part on Wayne Coy. But they tested it and it was going to be too sexy for a Sasquatch. So we've got what we've got. The people from Sasquatch sent me out here to thank all of you because Sasquatch is what it is because of all of the amazing bands and all of the amazing performers, but mostly because all of you, you beautiful sunburned bastards, you. Give yourselves a round of applause. We've got some special guests who are going to come out and help Wayne and the Lips do a little happy birthday number. Give them a round of applause coming out. So come on, everybody. We're gonna sing happy birthday. And all you motherfuckers better join in, all right? Steven's gonna lead us here, right?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sasquatch.
And her.
Happy birthday to you.
We wish that we could throw this cake out there and you guys could just fucking go crazy.
Do it. Come on, wait.
Fucking birthday cake, everybody, all right. Motherfuckers. Alright, how lucky are we, huh? How lucky are we, yeah? Thank you guys for all being here with us.
Buzzing around your head.
Thank you. All right, thanks everybody.
Something. Thank you.
Because it reminds us too much of sadness. But sometimes by singing about it, we get to where we understand a different dimension of our unbearable sadness, okay? We were on tour, I forget, it's been a few years now. We were on tour when we heard the news that our friend Elliot Smith had died. And I don't think we will ever really know if he took his own life or whatever the actual circumstances were. But there were plenty of times when we were around him where you felt as though he was waiting for an answer, and he was waiting for something that was going to come along and maybe make everything bearable for him. And we can't wait. We have to try to make right now bearable enough. I mean, that's all we can do. We don't know. We don't know what the fuck we're gonna do. And so, this song is about everybody who's ever felt like this moment is just too much, and hope that you can get to the next moment, okay? Sad song on this fucking night that we're celebrating. We gotta fucking fight through it. We've gotta fucking fight through it. Come on.
But then
Yes. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Everybody, we got two more songs. All right, here we go. We love you guys. We love you. Thank you.
One, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you guys, we love you, thank you, thank you, thank you. singing happy birthday. I'm glad we got to do it. For anybody whose birthday is close, or today or tomorrow, fuck, we love you guys. It's all for you.
Yeah.